Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, we're seeing some amazing things happen in the world and in our own country. Seems like somebody clicked the 2x speed on YouTube and we are speeding through life. Every day, there are hard to imagine headlines coming out of our nation or around the world, and we're living in the middle of it all. Can you imagine life 100 years ago without broadcast television, the internet, cell phones, or AI? Life was slower then. Yes, you got news over the radio, but it wouldn't come in constantly like it's doing now. And the latest, we're getting major scandal. It's a major scandal based on the revelation that the intelligence community was weaponized to derail President Trump after his 2016 election. Now, this was conjecture. It was conspiracy theory, but now it's documented fact, and you know the story. And it looks like the schemes were effective for a while, but now the truth is coming out rapid fire. This is simply the latest conspiracy theory that has been shown to be conspiracy fact. So this episode of Pirate Money Radio is going to dive into how this is just one of many plans for evil that are targeting you, our nation, America, our liberty, the democratic process, and our way of life. I said democratic process because we are not a democracy, but we have a democratic process to where people get to vote for their candidates, and then they're to represent them under the U.S. Constitution in a Republican form of government. That's been undermined. It's been undermined by America, who we have real enemies, foreign and domestic. But there's good news. We also have a great Constitution, amazing people, and an almighty God who loves us. So joining me in the studio is Pirate Money Radio co-host, one of my business partners, a great friend and patriot, The Voice, Mike Carter. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, great to be here today. I was kind of excited to see we're going to pull out kind of an old book now. You're writing them so fast nowadays, according to plan, and seeing this what we said was going to happen. This is according to plan. Now, we know there's another book called The Bible that has the ultimate plan, but seeing how this overlays between the two, I think it's going to be a fascinating show today.
Yeah, this is the plan from our enemies, and it's technically it's now 3 years old, so it's super old. Gosh, well, with everything changing.
Very relevant still.
It is very relevant, and it covers a lot of important topics. But I want to start with something, powerful scripture, something we can apply in our lives, that we need to remind ourselves of this, we need to pray over it, and we need to really believe it. And that is Psalm 21:11. I'll quote from New International Version, "Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed." I love that. Amen. And this is a summary of what they've plotted against us, and we've seen so much of it coming true.
Yes, yeah. It's a summary, but as I go back and read it now, what you've done in this book is you've made it really super easy to read, understand. Some people are going to say, okay, I knew this, but it connects the dots in such a way where you're like, wow, it all makes sense to me now. And seeing what's happening today, what's being uncovered now, it's just proving to be exactly what we determined.
Yeah, it is. But we need to take the companion book, the more important book, the serious book of the Bible, and we got to apply that Psalm 21:11 and get serious comfort from the fact that God sees what's going on. Now, I have a file that I keep at home. It's titled Politicization of the IC. That's Intelligence Community. And that file, starts thin, and now it's full. Now it's bursting at the seams full. It's now a full banker's box of files.
And you've got experience working with the intelligence community yourself. So this is probably a pretty cool file.
I started it when I met with the House Intelligence Committee, and a staffer came in, and the first words out of my mouth were, I know the intelligence community is somewhat politicized. And the entire meeting, 30 minutes, was him yelling at me. And I have witnesses where he was just berating me and attacking me for having said the possible, we are not politicized. We're the exact opposite of political. It was such a lie, and he was so defensive and protective. And I knew my research for the Pentagon was being suppressed.
Yeah.
Because guess what? They were trying to protect the Obama administration, and it actually said in my research that one of the motives for Vladimir Putin and the Muslim Brotherhood and others in the Middle East and China and others to have attacked us in 2008, which is beyond question. You can go back and read...
Attacked us financially in 2008. Economic warfare.
Economic warfare. You can go back and read Secret Weapon, and you'll see exactly how they did it. We have the documentation. I have multiple bankers' boxes and terabytes worth of information documenting that they attacked us financially.
In an undisclosed location.
Yes.
Securely guarded, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, no,
it's multiple locations.
It's where Cheney used to hide, you know. It's where Vice President Cheney used to hide, you know, in the undisclosed location. But no, I've sent copies of it everywhere, and it's in the Pentagon files. And in fact, every once in a while, I'll have people reach out to me and say, hey, I read your research on economic warfare. I was like, you did? And it turns out they are CIA or they are DIA or it's there. It's the seminal research. But it proved that in 2008, numerous foreign forces attacked our economy, and part of the outcome they intended was to get President Obama elected, to get then-Senator Obama elected. And they covered it up. I can bring a dozen witnesses where they said, we can never let it be said that Russia interfered with our election, because if we did, that would undermine confidence in the elections.
Okay, hit that again. They say that one more time?
We can never let it be said that Russia interfered in our election. It would undermine. This was the Obama team.
What year was
that? That would have been 2009, 10, 11.
Interesting.
But
seems like I've heard that before.
In 2016, of course, it became very well known that the Obama administration was claiming, turns out falsely, that Russia interfered to get Trump elected. And then President Trump pushed back and he said, it's not true. And by the way, he was right. All the documents from the DNI that are coming out that we'll talk about in this program, all of those documents proved it was not true. And then he said, no, the intelligence community is not telling the truth. And then we had Senator...
He said, Russia, Russia, Russia.
It's a hoax. He called it a hoax. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Exactly.
Anyway, then he came out and said that it was a hoax. He said it prominently. And Senator Chuck Schumer goes on Rachel Maddow's program on MSNBC, and he says something. Let's listen to a short quote from Chuck Schumer.
But he's taking these... shots, this antagonism, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Okay, two impeachments is how they get back at you, undermining you, claiming your call with Ukraine, the head of Ukraine is somehow wrong and untoward and you should be impeached for that, and then impeaching you for claiming that there's election interference and all of those things.
When I remember this, when this came out, though, and I, at the time I was so surprised because it sounded like he was speaking from a voice of experience. They have all different ways they can go after you and get you. He said it with such confidence. I don't know if he was behind the veil or he's in front of it. And you know what? They're trying to control even more than we think.
He was on intelligence communities. They're not politicized. Remember, I was told that in 2010, 11, 12, whatever. Oh, no, they're not politicized. Well, he had the inner workings. He was meeting with the same people I was meeting with, and he knew they were politicized, and he knew they had a way to punish you. But here's the ironic thing. The intelligence community did not find that Russia was interfering with the election for Donald Trump. They did find that there was interference that elected Obama. They did not find any evidence of collusion in order to get Trump elected. It was only after Trump pushed back that they came after him in that way. Now, they had falsely promoted the story because Barack Obama, their findings said no. President Obama said yes, and so they reworked their findings, and you can see that in the report that came out from the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, so from the office of the ODNI. That's the top of the intelligence community.
Yeah, and I've seen the media is already trying to discredit some of this, but the facts are right there.
Oh, you can see the evidence. It's there in black and white. I'll tell you, that's how the intelligence community works. That's how these government agencies work. I worked with these same people. It's been a while since, but I did work with them on very similar stuff. We'll cover more of this after the break.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I'm talking with Mike Carter, and we've been talking about the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI. That's Tulsi Gabbard, a former congresswoman from Democrat from Hawaii. Smart lady, brilliant lady, targeted lady. I mean, we talked about this before. She was put on the watch list, the terror watch list, so she and her husband couldn't peacefully go through an airport. And she got pulled aside every time, and, you know,
I've 26 ways to go after you, as Schumer said.
Exactly. Now, she's in charge, like Kash Patel at the FBI. She's in charge of as the Director of National Intelligence. And they just released a report. You can see it at DNI.gov, DNI, Director of National Intelligence.gov. New evidence of Obama administration conspiracy to subvert President Trump's 2016 victory in presidency.
Yeah, and if you look at this at the bottom, it says ODNI news release. This is not just something pulled out of nowhere. This is a news release from the official Office of National Intelligence.
That's right. And it walks through, all right, here's your meeting. I can't believe this guy beat Clinton. Clinton was going to be there and cover everything up for us. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, who had the server problem and was...
one in the bathroom.
Yes. Yeah. And the FBI, by the way, did not investigate that properly. They let her slide. You know, some people say, well, Comey, FBI Director Comey, came out and he really torpedoed her campaign. No. The evidence is he soft white gloved it, was so kind and so gentle, they thought she'd win anyway. So shock, shock, shock. Donald Trump wins. What are we going to do? And they get together. President Obama says, hey, what have you got on Russian collusions? The report given to the president said nothing. There's nothing there. They did not interfere. And he says, all right, they did interfere. You understand what I'm saying, right? These are not the droids
the
you're looking
Kenobi.
For.
Yeah,
yes.
I get it. Yeah.
You,
coming from the president of the United States, they did. Let's make it happen.
That is subverting the democratic process because the people voted for his predecessor, which would be Donald Trump, and he was ordering them to subvert his presidency. That is treasonous.
Yeah, and think about the repercussions of that because it was chaos that first year. What did the media cover? Nothing about his agenda or very little. It was all about take him down, take him out.
He couldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
And then after that, shortly after that, then they impeached him, and it's all about the impeachment. And then shortly after that, it's about COVID and his response to COVID, and pretty much just wasted his first term. Now, he got a lot done despite all of that, which is impressive. But you read this. Go to the report. Go to the news release. After months of investigation of the matter, the facts reveal this new assessment was based on information that was known to those to be manufactured. And you know what they said? The Steele dossier was fake. You know what they said? Whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork.
I saw that.
This, grab the popcorn. This is going to be interesting.
But this press release is available. I don't know if we'll have it on any links. We'll probably have it on a link somewhere. A future show, battle plan, whatever. But it's worth taking a read because it's amazing to see it in writing.
You know what else is amazing is back in 2017, January 2017, before they even inaugurated President Trump, the ACLU was talking about the politicization of our intelligence agencies. And believe it or not, this belongs Ripley. Write this one down. The ACLU sided with incoming President-elect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Do U.S. politicians need to fear our intelligence agencies? ? From the ACLU. Interesting headline.
Yeah, no. It says President-elect Donald Trump's criticism of the intelligence community over its reports of Russian hacking during the 2016 election has generated a lot of commentary over what is being described as a feud between Trump and the intelligence agencies. Beyond all the questions about the Russians, their relationship with Trump, their role in the election, there's another element of this story that's also raising very frightening questions about the state of our democracy. The ACLU sided with Trump. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Some may argue Trump is not serving his country well by not giving more respect to the intelligence community, but whether or not that is true, if it's really the case that dissing the intelligence community might result in retaliation by that community against a politician, then the lines of power in our political system have become dangerously distorted.
You know, and I remember when Trump came out speaking out against what he saw going on in the intelligence community. And at the time, I started to believe the Chuck Schumer line. And for the average person, and I think without God, that's absolutely true. I was like, how in the world is he going to take on this bureaucracy that's designed to take him down?
Can we call it now a deep state?
Yes, I think we can. The conspiracy has become fact. That deep state, absolutely.
That doesn't exist. It doesn't. And so ACLU is backing him up. Backing up against New York Times reporting, backing him up against the intelligence community, that I got to hand credit to where credit is due. One final point, even if these concerns are exaggerated and nobody within our intelligence agency ever does anything improper, it's worth noting that it's only natural that these agencies' awesome spying abilities, limited checks and balances, and excessive secrecy powers generate fear that they will do something untoward, and that fear is itself corrosive. Guess what? It wasn't an misplaced fear. Yeah. It was accurate. They attacked President Trump. They tried to run him out of office. They tried to jail him. Somebody said, well, even if Obama is guilty in this, you can't cart him off, handcuff him, and cart him off to jail. I was like, well, wait a minute. What happened to Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, yeah. And I see the recent memes Trump's putting out right now with we've got Obama in the Ford Bronco now, and Trump chasing him in a police car. He's slowly shifting perceptions to say, well, maybe that is a possibility now.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what.
The shady bunch.
That's pretty good. But it's not just against President Trump because he was a threat. It's also against conservative Catholics who believe in pro-life. There's an actual report in the House.gov site, judiciary.house.gov, the FBI's breach of religious freedom, the weaponization of law enforcement against Catholic Americans.
Wow.
And evangelical Americans, too. You go to a pro-life clinic and you express your belief that life is sacred. And if you're not arrested there, they show up at your house, break down the door, point guns at you and your family, and cart you off to jail. Is that, that's just an unplaced fear? No, it actually happened.
It's not the America that we know, and it's what you used to read about in Russia and other countries like that back when we were kids and students in school. And now I feel like, we just need to continue to pray for this country and what's going on, and maybe get back to what we sing about in our national anthem, appreciate what we actually have, and get back to truth and justice the American way. Can we throw a little Captain America? You like those superheroes.
Actually, that'd be Superman. And there's a new Superman
movie. The American
movie.
Way. Yeah, I
haven't seen Superman yet, but they took the American way
out of
Superman at one point.
Sad. Did they put it back in?
I don't know. I haven't seen the new movie. Okay. I look forward to it. But the book, According to Plan, actually describes what's going on. And we have enemies foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. The domestic enemies are in the deep state. And they are serving their foreign masters, the World Economic Forum. There's really three. Ken Abramowitz identifies them by color: red, green, and blue. The red is
China,
communist China.
Yep.
The green is
Iran,
Sharia supremacists. And the blue is?
Well, I wanted to say Democrats, but I know it's the World Economic Forum and so forth now.
So. Yeah, what's the difference?
But they're kind of the same, right?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I don't want to be too political here. But, they've been lying to us for years. There's nothing to see here and so forth. Remember when we had in this studio on Pirate Money, episode 19? You can go back and listen to it and listen to it in light of all that's happened in the past year or so. And what is this, episode 68? So we're almost exactly a year, close to a year. Eye-opening chat on mind control and media manipulation with, do you remember who we had seated in the chair where you are?
It was Lara Logan, and who was the other gentleman?
Mike Smith.
Mike Smith, yeah.
And? General.
Oh, yes, General Flynn. He was here. That's right.
Lieutenant General Flynn. So who we had, Mike Smith, you know who he is? He is actually a stuntman.
Yep. And when I saw this title, or I heard the topic, I was at first like, is this for real, Kevin? Should we really have this as a show? And then once I heard him speak, got to meet him and then saw his documentation, it was like, whoa.
So there was a movie, Fall Guy?
Yeah.
That came out. It was based on the TV show. There was a movie, and they had Ryan Gosling, I think, who was in. He's been in a ton of movies. So he was Ken in the Barbie movie and all that. Anyway, he plays a stuntman loosely based on Mike Smith. Stuntman who breaks his, I think he broke his back in something and had to recover from it, could no longer be a stuntman. And so he started studying what Hollywood was doing. And he knew everybody. He was the top of the top of the top best stuntman. And he saw that Hollywood was purposely mind controlling people. Mm-hmm. And he documented. I mean, it's subtle, but it's real. And so he made a film about it. And he included in his film our good friend, Lara Logan. Mm-hmm. Lara being a 60 Minutes investigative journalist, the top of her profession, so good that she was in Tahrir Square when the Muslim Brotherhood took power. And
so good that she spoke truth and they got rid of her.
They got rid of her. Well, what they did to her, the Muslim Brotherhood carted her off and unspeakable. Yeah. We won't talk. And then the third one is Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who was my guy, one of my guys in the Pentagon that I worked with very closely. And we've kept a good, close personal relationship with General Flynn. And they came out and said, from government, from investigative journalists, and from Hollywood, top of their profession in each case, yes, it's true. The deep state is trying to control our minds. It is all according to plan.
And General Flynn would have you into some of his meetings to debate those deep staters. And you tend to win most of your debates.
Well,
maybe all of them.
We had some interesting arguments, but I didn't argue with General Flynn, but arguments with some of the people in the deep state. But you know, when it comes down to, it's evil and greedy people trying to extract money for their selfishness. That's the real conspiracy. There are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company. They support the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. They operate on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. Now, these conspiracies, they're real. There is a plan. God has a better plan for us. I don't want to in any way discourage you. God has a better plan, and he says their plans will not succeed. When we come back, we're going to talk about God's plan found in the book of John, book of Matthew, and then we're going to talk about some of the things that we can do about it. You don't have to sit there passively. You can make a difference for America. We'll cover this right after the break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I'm here with Mike Carter. Mike and I were discussing about this eye-opening chat on mind control and media manipulation that was episode 19 of Pirate Money Radio, and we had there Mike Smith, top of his profession as a stuntman, Lara Logan, top of her profession, investigative reporter at 60 Minutes, and then Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who has been a friend for a long time. I worked with him. By the way, I don't know if you know this, Obama, when he was concocting this whole Russia collusion story, one of the things outgoing he said to President Trump coming in, he said, whatever you do, do not hire Mike Flynn. That was his word. Why? Why do you think he said that?
He knew what Flynn knew.
Yeah, he knew what Flynn knew, and he knew that Flynn could validate and was, and guess what? The FBI, the politicized intelligence community, shows up in the White House, meets with Lieutenant General Flynn, coming in, by the way, to the same position that Tulsi Gabbard has, Director of National Intelligence. And they show up and they say, hey, this is, you know, we're just kind of a casual, friendly interview. Do I need my lawyer? No, you don't need. That is a lesson learned.
which he bragged about later. Comey, I pulled this over on him.
Yeah, well, here's the lesson. Don't talk to the FBI without a lawyer. I've even heard it said, pull out your phone and say, do you mind if I record this? Because if the FBI takes notes, their notes are considered under the law as truthful and honest and integrous as a recording.
Yep. Yeah.
So be careful.
And he used to talk about how carefully he documented his conversations, but to his narrative, I would say.
Yeah.
Not to the narrative of what they went, what they,
that
they were
Comey
saying there.
Did.
Yes.
Comey and General Flynn thought, hey, I'm going to be working with the FBI. Mm-hmm. There's nothing politicized, you know. Anyway. All right. The truth is coming out. We have to make certain that we educate America, expose the truth while we have daylight during the Trump administration. That is a principle from Scripture. John 9:4 says, as long as it's day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. And that's what, you know, there will come a time when President Trump's not in office and the daylight will be extinguished. We got to do our work now. We've got to expose everything we can right now. Now, the good news is Jesus is the true light of the world. And that's the verse that follows immediately. As long as it's day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. Jesus is the light of the world. So while we've got the opportunity, let's expose the truth around the world, the truth of the scriptures, but also the political truth.
And not to take that, we've talked about this before in the show, that doesn't mean that we as Christians just sit back, oh, they've got it, it's handled, God's got it under control now. He's calling each of us to be active. We're to be the light in the world. When we see it's darker and darker than we ever thought, but we can be that light, and we've got a window now to really move things forward. Now is the time for people to get involved, stay up to date on these types of topics, you know, listening to our shows, and then helping to get that message out, and ultimately getting the message out, the true message of salvation.
Expose the truth. But to do that, here's Jesus again. He says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. We realize that evil, greedy people are out there and that we are going to have to be innocent as doves as we do it, but we're going to have to be wise and know we're not going to be ignorant of their devices. Satan's at work here and we're going to be aware of it. All right, so we're talking about the book According to Plan, and it covers the red, the communist, China, the green, Sharia law, politicized Islam, and the blue is the globalists. They all have an intention to take down the American Constitution and our democratic republic, and they replace it with a totalitarian system where they're in charge. And right now, all three of them see America as an enemy, and they'll work together. You'll see the communists working with the Islamists, working with the globalists. But at some point, they will then fight over what's left of America if they have the opportunity to take us down.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the CNN guy? He was just talking about, you know, you're crazy if you think you're going to align with them. And, you know, if you're gay or whatever, you're going to get thrown off of a rooftop.
Bill Maher.
Yeah. A great.
Yeah, he's right HBO, there. But yes. And he's exactly right. If you happen to, well, if you're listening to this program, chances are you're not LGBTQ plus, whatever initials applied there. But we believe in human rights and people have dignity regardless of anything else. That life was created by God. Every person is valuable because they were created by God. Well, in a certain Sharia circles, if you happen to be homosexual, the command is you have to be thrown off the highest roof in town. Well, that's not really good for your health, no. But
it's not just LGBTQ+. It's you might be Christian or Jewish or something like that down the road if you read what they're talking about.
Yes, but the sad thing is there are a lot of deceived people who happen to be in alternative lifestyles, whatever you want to call it, living in Los Angeles that would stand up for Hamas and demand. And Bill Maher looked at it and said, look, I'm an atheist, and I don't believe in any of this, but you guys are idiots if you're going to support. So red should not be supporting green, should not be supporting blue, yet they're working together right now. All right, those groups have captured a political system, and you can see it obvious in who gave to the Clinton campaigns, the Obama campaigns, the Biden administration. But I want to tell you also, let's be bipartisan here and real. Bush 43 and even Bush 41 had a lot of measure of globalists in communist China. involved there. Things that I'm concerned about. And before that, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
President Carter sold out Iran to politicized Islam. And he was particularly chummy with communist Russia, the Soviet Union. In fact, so much so that he warned us that they might be winning. And he told us that we couldn't be energy independent. And he told us to put on an extra sweater. The decline of America is happening, and I'm here to make it gentle and kind. That's not
and
good.
And he lowered the speed limit to 55, which is my pet peeve as a teenager.
Yeah, that's true. He believed in big government control and so forth. Really, in my lifetime, it's been President Reagan and President Trump. And every other administration has been severely infiltrated, and not just the Intelligence Committee, but the State Department in particularly, and even every federal agency. And even during Trump's administration and Reagan's, there was that infiltration.
Yeah.
You saw that Reagan movie, right?
Yeah, a great movie. Great movie. But you can see how easy it is to come in from the outside into, we will come to the outside into a new corporation. Everybody's got their agenda and so forth. But now you come into the outside into Washington, D.C., with a deep state and bureaucrats who are telling you, no, this is the way it has to go. And there's such a learning curve. It's very easy for that deep state to have control.
Well, they did that. President Reagan, he says, I'm going to go out and give a speech. This was in his second term, I believe. And he says, I'm going to go out and give a speech. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And the fun thing about that is, in the movie, it's not what actually happened. Reagan had several speechwriters. One of them was my friend, former Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who is portrayed as kind of the hippie sleeping on President Reagan's lawn.
Yeah, that's great.
And goes to Congress, and he had me in and testified at one of his committees, gotten to know him. It actually wasn't Dana Rohrabacher. It was his colleague, Peter Robinson, who wrote the speech that included that phrase, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
There's a piece
wall.
Of it.
Yeah. Right. Then the State Department removed it, and they put it back in. And the State Department removed it, and they put it back in. This is found on historynet.com, President Ronald Reagan, Inside Story of Reagan's Berlin Challenge to Tear Down This Wall. It was published in June 12, 2006. President Reagan had something he wanted to achieve. It was a big achievement, maybe the biggest achievement of his administration, and his own State Department tried to keep him from doing it. They thought that it would trigger war. He thought it would trigger peace. He was right. They were wrong.
Yeah.
The sad story, history has proven that our government has been infiltrated by a deep state. It's real. It's manipulating all of us through government policy, spy agencies, agriculture policy, universities, the media, economic policy, and so forth. They use fear. Oh, don't do this. You can't say this. If you say this, they'll catch you. And their plan is to destroy Judeo-Christian America, your liberty, and our Constitution. This was written up in a book, The Naked Communist, by a man I knew as a teenager, Dr. W. Cleon Skousen. He was a good friend of my father's. He was an FBI deputy director. He was the Salt Lake City, head of the police in Salt Lake City. And he published a book in 1958 called The Naked Communist, and it outlined the 45 goals of the Communist Party USA. Yeah. You've seen those goals.
I've seen it. You look at it, and it's like, check, check, check. It's happening. We're going to spend a little more time going through it here. But you look at that, and it's so much of, you know, what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. And the way they've been able to manipulate through our institutions and governments and everything else, it's unbelievable to me that what's happening, and we're still not aware of it like we should be.
Now, I wrote a few of them. I just clipped number four. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Well, prior to President Trump, free trade for everything on all time. Well, wait a minute. Communist China is a threat. Maybe we should not be sending them things that can be used for war. And there's a big push and big argument. Oh, no, we need to do it. So number four, they're working on. Number six, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. We're doing that. Number seven, grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. Well, that one happened a long time ago. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as one world government with its own independent armed forces. Guess what? That's what they were trying to do with the World Health Organization recently, giving us control over every aspect of life. Number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. I think they have 1 3/4 maybe, or 1.5. Number 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. Are we seeing that?
We saw that, and it's still going on. People are still trying to justify what's right.
Yeah, and Israel and everything else. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policymaking positions. They've done that. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Mike Smith says they've done it.
Yeah.
Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Have you seen that happen? Beautiful statues being taken down, and then strange, bizarre, ugly things being put up in their place. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. You know,
and in schools.
In schools, we fight to get obvious pornography out of school, stuff you can't even read at the city council meeting or the school board meeting. They won't let you read it. No, we don't let you do obscene things. It's in the school. All right, so there are a lot of things that they're doing that are according to plan, the communist goals, goals of Communist Party USA. Some of them they've completely completed. All right, we're going to cover this and more, and we'll get into according to plan right after this break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and Mike, right before the break, we were talking about 45 goals of the Communist Party USA, and we just ran through a few of them. You can look at all 45 of them, just do a web search and you can see them, or pick up the book, The Naked Communists, or go to the Congressional Record in 1963 when a Florida congressman put them in the Congressional Record. And those goals of the Communist Party USA, do you think they're achieving them?
They are definitely achieving them. And you got them in the book here, I think, according to plan. But you look at that and you're like, how can we be so ignorant of what's really happening to us? But we're busy. We're trying to figure out how to, you know, keep up with inflation and, you know, just live our lives and all that kind of stuff. We don't realize this master plan to take down America, to take down liberty, and our security and our values, our Judeo-Christian values. But it is happening. It's happening according to plan. God's got the bigger plan. But that's what's critical, that those of you that are listening in our audience here, you're helping to get this kind of message out. Help people to be aware of what's really going on and really find truth out there.
Well, you know, praise God that the plans have not succeeded from this deep state, but you've seen it in the headlines. You saw it when they raided Mar-a-Lago after President Trump left office. You saw it when they impeached him a couple of times. You've seen it over and over. If they can do that to President Trump, what can they do to you? Well, here are their plans. We were walking through them. One of them was talking about break down cultural standards of morality. Number 26, right after that, is, and this was shocking at the time, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural.
This was,
and
what,
healthy.
1955?
1958, and then put in the Congressional Record in 1963, and people said, no way. Well, you know, they did polls shortly before the Obergefell decision in the court, and even California voted to leave marriage between one man and one woman. That was the law in California. Constitutional amendment, they made that, they solidified it before that.
Because and Barack Obama was saying the same thing.
Yes, and how quickly that flipped. So that one I believe that they've achieved. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools. They got that one in the early 60s. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. They're saying that now.
Yep.
They're trying to get rid of it. Number 30, discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. We will see July 4th, 2026, less than a year from now, we will see whether or not we can celebrate the founding of this nation 250 years ago, or we attack it. And if you go to the Smithsonian, you will see they're trying to attack it. And we have friends working with the president to try and celebrate. I'll tell you which side I'm on.
Yeah, I want that to be the biggest party ever, standing for truth and standing for values.
Absolutely.
And the American way. Can I put that in there?
Yeah.
Superman. If Superman's not putting it in there, I'm going to drive that home.
Good job, Clark Kent. Let's put that in there. But the whole notion is we need to celebrate the founding of this nation. And that's important, the 250th birthday. We'll do a whole show. I'll have the architect of what I think will be the best show ever. It came from the Disney background. He was a Disney Imagineer, built one of the great water parks of Disney, and has been involved in so many of the great things before Disney went stupid woke. Speaking of stupid woke, number 37 in the goals, infiltrate and gain control of big business.
That's kind of a hot spot for me right now, this ESG and financial advisors being forced to, in many cases, are unknowingly putting clients' portfolios and things that are working against their values.
And look what they did, by the way, to Disney.
Yeah.
Which, all right, you want to keep parents from sending and grandparents from taking their kids to the movies, you take Buzz Lightyear and you make it about homosexuality and not about Toy Story. And that's what they did, and it got banned in multiple countries. They didn't do it for business reasons. They did it for communist reasons, literally. ESG.
And it tanked. The revenue's tanked. And if you're a Disney shareholder, you're probably not happy with what's happening with that stock.
Well, here's the next one, number 40, discredit the family as an institution. So we have to destroy anything that supports the family, destroy Disney. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Well, they've done that. Mm-hmm. Emphasize the need, number 41, to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. They belong to the school. When you enter the schoolhouse door, those children are ours, and we can teach them anything that we want to. That's the line from the deep state.
So, Kevin, I'm looking at these. There's 45 of them here. Which one of them are biblical?
That they want to accomplish none of them. None of them.
That's my point. None of them are biblical. This is a takedown.
I guess this one is not anti-biblical, number 44 per se. Well, it is. Internationalize the Panama Canal. We paid for it. We built it. It was under our control, and we gave it to the Chinese. I guess that's not biblical, but it's not as direct and obvious as subvert your children.
But by the fact that that's there in the 1950s, and Trump recognizes that there's a strategic threat there. That just justifies, again, what he's thinking right now in terms of strategy.
This book draws the line of distinction between the deep state and the Constitution. And it shows the demarcation point where we've been captured in our elite institutions, universities, the financial institutions, Wall Street you mentioned, the political class, the spy agencies. They've all gone with the deep state approach, which is the red, green, blue axis. And we have a constitutional basis. And President Trump, they say, he's subverting the Constitution. He's actually doing the opposite. He's stopping the people who've been subverting the Constitution with open borders and all of that. And he's encouraging a return to the Constitution. And there's when you throw an apple into the pig pen, which one do you hit? The one that squeals.
Yeah.
And we've hit the deep state.
You know, it just reminds me, in the foreword of this, you have Dr. Ben Carson has a foreword here, and he talks about the eight stages of civilization. But you look at what's happening here with these 45 things from the naked communist and the different stages. But when you get to stage like six, and you start out with, spiritual, bondage to spiritual growth and spiritual growth to great courage, but you skip down to six, and it goes complacency to apathy, apathy to dependency, and dependency back to bondage. And we're in those later stages right now, unless we, as patriotic citizens, realize what's happening, stand up, make sure that light is seen out there, and protect America and the values that we stand for.
Wake up, church. This is against God's plan. It's according to the devil's plan. It's time to wake up. Look, people are clearly plotted against America. One of the areas they plotted against is our excessive debt and the destruction of our paper currency through excessive money printing, modern monetary theory, it's called. We have a solution to this one. It's covered in the title of this program, Pirate Money Radio, and the book Pirate Money, which is transactional gold and silver. It's now passed in 5 states, and those 5 states represent $5.25 trillion. So this is a revolution that started in Arkansas and Florida and Louisiana and Texas and Missouri, and it's going to go to 25 states next year, God willing. If you want to see how it works, there is a commercial application. I've been using it. It's called Glint. And they become a friend and supporter. In fact, support for this program comes from Glint, a financial technology service offering a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access their gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, manage their account through the Glint app available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. That's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint providing access to gold for modern spending. The opposite, the according to plan, is central bank digital currency, which fortunately President Trump outlawed in the Genius Act, but then they threw at us the stable coin, which could be the entry level of central bank digital. Yes. I hope it's not.
Yeah.
But the plans and the plots of the enemy against us are so severe. Psalm 21:11, though, says, though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. So if you want to learn more about the infiltrations taking place, check out the book, According to Plan, or just read the headlines. Mike, do you have those recent headlines?
Yeah,
I just
noted some down here.
Yeah.
Chinese communist student spies sneaking in destructive fungus that could destroy our food supply. You know, we talk about food security. National security is food security. Well, China's looking at ways that they could potentially impact that.
To the University of Michigan, they snuck it in, and if they unleashed that on our food supply, we would have starvation.
Yeah.
Okay.
How politicians have gotten rich on minimal salaries using insider trading. Nancy Pelosi, I'd like to get her husband as my financial advisor, as much as I respect you, Kevin.
Yeah, I understand. She beat Warren Buffett.
How the green movement is funded by China to get us dependent on unreliable wind and solar that they manufacture with backdoors to shut down our energy grid. This is selling us the rope with which they hang us. These are headlines.
Yeah, Jason Isaac covered that in the Economic War Room.
Foreign spies in our government. Why the woke social gospel church sold us out on immigration and demanded an open border. Well, with our audience here, that woke social gospel church is concerning to me. There's a lot of churches that aren't speaking truth anymore today.
No, they sound good, though. They sound, oh, we're loving and kind, and Jesus was an immigrant and all that. You know what? Nowhere does it say that in Jesus that you can invade somebody else's home or country and take their stuff because you have a right to it. That's not how, that's the opposite of how it works.
Yeah. Why school boards promote pornography while expelling religion? The creation of Muslim no-go zones in America, even in Texas, like they have in Europe. And that's happening. That's happening today. The creation of the Chinese PLA investments in America and even farmland near military bases.
Yep. So we've got COVID-19, we've got pandemic health policies, and we have friends like Trevor Loudon who've documented the enemy within, the red, the green, the blue. But don't fear. The enemy is real, but God is greater. Now, you may have questions or comments. You should email us. We'd love to answer your questions or comments. You can email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. And Mike, we need to pray. We need to pray against this wickedness and pray that the Lord brings truth and light and empowers His church to stand up for the truth.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an exciting time to be in the church and seeing what God is doing right now, and super excited to be a part of this.
Yeah. Pray for America to return to God's principles, and doing so is divine protection. There's a role for pirate money, and you listeners have a part to play. Listen to us wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, etc. This is Kevin Freeman, joined by Mike Carter for Pirate Money Radio.
Arrgh.